Hello, it's the 10th of August. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A drunk driver who collided with a motorcycle rider late last year will spend 2 years in jail. Alexandra McArthland from Wootton had just consumed a large amount of alcohol. That evening, she drove onto the eastbound side of the A421 going the wrong way from the A600. She slammed head-on into a motorcyclist who was rushed to hospital with life-changing injuries. The 58-year-old was arrested on charges related to driving while drunk and dangerous driving resulting in injury. An alcohol breath test showed that she was 2 times over the legal limit. In a statement, the victim said, "The decision to drive her car while under the influence will have an effect for the rest of our lives." Miss Garthland has also been banned from driving for a 5-year period and will require an extended driving test to reinstate her licence. 38-year-old Mohammed Wadi has been issued a community behaviour order by Beds Police for his aggressive and threatening begging tactics directed at local shoppers. He has been banned from the practice in Bedford's town centre and from entering area Tesco supermarkets. 60 jobs have been created at the Evios, a new vehicle charging point factory in Stewartbury. The Evios One electric car charging device for home use will be designed, built and shipped at the site. Mayor Dave Hodgson opened the Evios facility on Monday, saying, "We are incredibly proud to have their new headquarters in Bedford Borough. Their focus on green energy brings exciting prospects for a sector we are looking to grow in the borough." Woburn Safari Park wants to give an opportunity for anyone to receive a prize to walk with amazing elephants with no barriers between you. To participate in World Elephant Day on the 12th of August, you will need to contact them and make a donation to enter the prize draw. That's all for today. However, I will be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.